listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's true.
Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome. Welcome all, one and all. How are you, folks? Thank you all for joining us on this pilgrimage, if you will, this voyage into the wilderness around us. And being a light shining in the wilderness is the key to this program. There aren't many lights out there, let me tell you. We live in a world of darkness, a world of heathenism, Satanism, Luciferianism, barbarism, everything that man and the synagogue of Satan can conjure up. Unfortunately for them, though, their day is about to be terminated. Because Jesus, the Messiah, he will return in flaming fire, taking vengeance on Jerusalem and those who obey not his gospel. You know, I'm in Genesis again, reading the scriptures again for the second time, the whole book of Genesis. Right now, I'm just about on chapter 45, one of the 50 chapters in the book of Genesis, and I am getting a delight learning more, you know, about our people and those in between us and Satan's people. Yes, Satan does have children on the earth. I'm sorry to tell some people who don't want to hear that. They want to hear the kissy-kissy gospel. They want to hear the goody-goody gospel. They want to hear the peace and prosperity gospel, but they don't want to hear the bad news for some. Well, they're going to hear it anyway, whether I say it or somebody else says it. Today is the first month of the second month of the first of the second month of the year. How does that sound? That sound like Trump talking? Well, anyhow, it's the 1st of February on my calendar. We made it thus far, and we're happy that we're still here. In the book of Genesis, going back this past week and a half to chapter 37, we read about Israel and how, you know, Jacob was renamed Israel. Those who stand with God. And how Joseph, the young one, was born in Jacob's old age. And how he had been given a coat of many colors, a dream coat, in verse 4. It's amazing. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of the others, they hated him. And they could not speak peaceably unto him. They really envied their own brother. Now, isn't that true today? Isn't that true ever since then that we've had these periods of great hatred between brothers on a personal level, family level, and more particularly on a level pertaining to the house of Israel and the house of Judah, of course? And who comes along and exploits that? Why, those nice little old Kenites, and say, kill each other. We'll even supply you the arms. We'll make it easy, and we will provide the bandages and the funerals, and we'll owe all of that for you for a price. And that's exactly what they've done. Take advantage of fraternal rivalry and fratricide, as we saw in this country in the 1800s. We saw in Europe, crossing oceans to kill each other. for them who are of the house of Satan and the synagogue of Satan. So right here you get an example, you get a little type of what these brethren were doing to Joseph. And they conspired, as it says in Genesis 37 and 38, to do what? To kill him. Not just to envy him, but to kill him. And if it weren't for the fact that Judah spoke up and said, no, it is not right to kill our brother. Let us not kill him. Let us do what? Let us throw him into a pit. Send him into the land of Egypt. Let him go there. He'll wind up in Egypt anyway. And that's what they did. Threw him in the pit. The Arabs came along. They rescued him from the pit. They brought him to the Pharaoh. And they made him a prince. Pharaoh loved him. Made him the prince of his house. And there are other problems I don't have to get into today. But to cut to the chase, we read of how he, in the end, when he greeted his brothers, after they lied to their father, and they deceived their father because of that dream quote and the envy they had toward Joseph, who was very humble and very meek, that he was delighted to serve his masters. He was so pleased that he could do good. And that is generally true about that seed line. You see, Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, the Brits, the Americans, and so forth, very cordial, very well-meaning, very friendly people, and yet dumb as could be. So we could be useful to the enemy, and in the same time, be useful to God, because he uses that as a chastisement rod, you see, brother against brother. And in this case, with Joseph, it's just amazing how Joseph was so gleeful that he and his brothers and father were reunited before his father Jacob would pass on. And the fact is, he said, God sent me here. You didn't send me to Egypt. God did. I became a blessing, not only to the Egyptians and everybody, because of the famine that would come, thanks to the dream coat that showed me what was to come, 7 years of famine, seven, you know, God's number. And I, in doing so, saved everyone else. So he was pleased, he was rejoicing, and he was blessed. You see the blessings that God, you know, don't ever think for a minute, folks, that when you do something and you're not sure of the outcome, that when you put God first, the outcome will be a blessing. No question about it. You may be going in uncharted waters. You may be in the, you know, the eye of the storm, so to speak. And yet, here you are. In the end, that rainbow comes out. And I just think that's a marvelous thing, and it's a wonderful thing that we can be that way. We can be so happy and love our brothers and sisters and all of those strangers in our midst, those who now, you know, come to us today and seek salvation and seek the way of the truth. The way of the world is not the way of the truth, but the way of the world is the enemy of the truth. It's the way of death. Many are dying today. They're dying physically. Young people in particular, and the suicides and all of that. They're not lost. They're not gone. God didn't lose them. They'll be resurrected too, and they'll all be hearing the gospel, and they'll be hearing the truth, because God wants all to come back to him. And that's a fact. I mean, he wants all that he created to come to him. So today, in the first hour, I'm going to have Dr. Cass Ingram, Dr. K, with me to talk about a number of things, and particularly this coronavirus thing, which is becoming the rage of all of the media. And it's the latest in a series of new global problems that we need a global solution to, folks. Isn't that interesting how conveniently this lab-made, lab-created virus is now a threat to the entire planet? And even poor little innocent, defenseless besieged surrounding Israel is closing its doors to the air travel, sea travel, all kinds of travel, to protect its people from the latest ravages of this world. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring up Dr. K to talk about this and many other things. And if he's here, let me know, Kenneth, and we will bring him on. Is Dr. K with us yet? I think he might be dialing him up right now because he's done enormous research. Is that him?
Hello. Hi there. Hello? Hello? Hello?
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
I think we have done it. We're together, and we've hooked up thanks to this newest of modern technology. Hello, Dr. K.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Kind of hanging in here. I'm working.
I'm glad that you're still around. You're in the area for us to partake of your expertise in these fields. And as I was saying, I don't know if you heard any of the introduction. We're talking about this new coronavirus, and this is the latest now that Bill Gates is working on, and Melinda Gates, and the whole coterie of FDA folks, and WHO now, World Health Organization. Tell us about the coronavirus, Dr. K.
Well, I've treated a case or two back in the day of SARS, and one of the people nearly died. I actually had to stay in her hotel room as a friend because we were both flying on an airplane. She caught it on the airplane. I didn't. And it was in the midst of the SARS epidemic. I know how to deal with this, and I mean, my expertise would be invaluable to China and the United States for the people who did get contraction. But, you know, in the first coronavirus epidemic we experienced, it was traced, and I think rightly so, to civet rats. Nothing against Oriental people, but they have a habit of eating these civet rats as a delicacy, and then they eat the droppings. Well, that rat carries the coronavirus. Now, whether you want to talk about it being engineered or not, the fact is, in China, you have open markets with weird things. They butcher up bats and dogs and foxes and salamanders and newts and rats. They eat rats. They have them in the open market, skinned rats for sale. You can't do that. Your people are going to get sick. They'll eat the coronavirus. They'll eat these pathogens, whatever they are. And it could be coincident to this or that, but the point is, if you eat that, then it will brew in your body, and you'll develop a kind of a human mutant. And then those are virulent. But it broke out in China. Yeah, it didn't break out here. It didn't break out in Europe. It didn't break out in it broke out right where they do this stuff.
Now, when you say China, we want to just distinguish. This is red China now, right? Mainland China.
Still red China.
Yeah, what about free China, Taiwan? Do they have that?
No, they don't have. They don't have. It's the red China that has this habit of eating anything that walks or crawls, and they do. You can see the videos where they're chopping up bat wings and bat flesh, and there's no hygiene. There's no, they don't have any oregano oil spray or something. I mean, that, so the feces, the urine, the saliva, the poison, and whatever's on their hands, the blood, it could be easy. You could itch your nose, you could, you know, itch your eye, and you could become fulminantly infected. You wouldn't know it for 20 days or 10 days. Then the germ mutates within you and becomes a humanoid germ, and then you kiss your wife and she gets it. Look, notoriously, humans manipulate germs in labs, but you have to look pragmatically. It's breaking out in China in the area where they do this sloppy practice.
Mm-hmm.
No, there are a few people who speculate online, but this is the data we have available. And that's what happened before. With the SARS epidemic, it was from the civet rat and other bad practices, including eating coyotes. Inspectors found hung and drawn coyotes, carcasses, inside the refrigerators of Chinese restaurants in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a hoax. You can't.
What savagery, huh? What savage
it is savagery.
Behavior.
You cannot.
Heathenism.
Human race can't do this.
No. And they're reaping it. And unfortunately, they're not the only ones. I mean, you can go throughout some nations in Asia. In India, of course, they worship their rats, as you know, with the Hindu religion. But still,
they've had some outbreaks of plague because of that, small outbreaks of eating rats or being close.
Right. And, you know, that is a concern not only there, but what amounts of foods are being imported from China here to the United States that may contain elements of the pathogens that you describe here that would affect life here, and how many people have died. We've seen that with the animal foods that have been
sent. Oh, yeah, the
here.
Animal food, mm-hmm. The melamine and different things. But you have another factor. You have this issue of the vaccines, where you're making a lot of these vaccines in China and different parts of Asia, and so we don't know. I mean, people die here all the time. We're worried, you know, we get this hype about the coronavirus, but right now, in this next day, somebody will die, some infant, some child will die from a vaccine that's contaminated.
Yeah.
We will actually have a death, but no one will say anything about it. Or, by the time this day is over, there will be 500 to 1,000 Americans who will drop dead in a hospital, real corpses, from antibiotic-resistant germs or drug-induced infections like MRSA or C. diff. If you're going to get hype or discussion, why don't you talk about that? Those are real fatalities. Those are real corpses, real victims. Talk about it all, but don't talk and speculate about something that's going to kill 70 million people. First of all, the coronavirus is a tough virus, but it's relatively weak compared to our research. We destroyed all traces of it in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in cell culture. This was millions, tens and tens and tens of millions of viruses obliterated. So I'm not afraid of this at all. In fact, if China called and said, "Doctor, you're an expert on this. I understand you're writing a book. I think I'm going to write a book called Corona Madness. We need to get you here." I would get in a plane. If it was legitimate, now you might know them, it may not be legitimate. If it was a legitimate world, I would go. But I don't have any fear of this virus, you know, because I know what to do.
You remember we had the big pandemic, the fear-mongering, many years ago, about 12, 13, whatever, with regard to the H1N1 virus. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And what came out of that?
Nothing came out.
The same
and
they
had
the
swine flu. Yeah.
Yes, and we had the Ebola. And we were this. Now, I'm not saying that many of these things are not in our understanding of what's happening, because in these days, we are told that there shall be many plagues, and there shall be many, if you will, pestilences
in different
places on the earth, and we're now seeing that take place in these days of, days of prophecy.
It is, and it's prophecy. But my argument is, it doesn't have to be, because it's just a pathogen. And if it was from a bat or a rat, I don't care.
Deal with it. Right.
Yeah, we know how to deal with it. God gave us the tools. He mentioned in the Old Testament exactly what you need to take. You ought to just pay attention, you know, to this. And I would go in the middle of that market, and I wouldn't get the virus, because I'd load myself up so much with what we've studied in this, you know, in the scientific study, that the government doesn't want us to talk about. Now, listen to this. In the major media, we have no drug for the coronavirus. We have nothing but symptomatic support. We have no vaccine. Now, money is going into the vaccine right now. But what do they do when they talk about my research? They make fun of it. They belittle it.
So I've been told. What about the Washington Post? Washington
Post did a hit piece on the very substance that, if would become popular, would save lives in China and the United States. What if we have a death? And that was our research on the wild oregano oil, the P73. I'll say it for the company. They can't say a word. But, I mean, not for them. I'm not endorsing them. I'm going to tell you what the research was by Ijaz and myself, which was published as an abstract. You can find it online on holistic something. I don't know. Holistic, maybe just put in holistic and put in a semicolon oregano oil, semicolon coronavirus. Anyway, so we used the oil of oregano and something called Oregaresp, which is an extremely aggressive formula.
Mm-hmm. I have myself.
Yeah, okay. So we put this in the culture medium. We did this very professionally. It wasn't just something I did on the... I hired a laboratory to do it. So the virus was grown, coronavirus, to tens and tens of millions. They added in less than a percentage, a tenth of a percent, I think, of the oil of oregano and about a tenth of a percent of this oregaresp. Tiny amount. Not even 1%. Not a half percent. No. And it destroyed all traces of the coronavirus. Nothing left. In the oregano oil, there was a tiny amount left, pretty much neutralized, like 150 out of 5 million. That's not bad. In 15 minutes. And those were neutralized, those 150. You keep a little bit of that wild oregano oil in the medium and the virus wouldn't regrow. It's significant. When we used the oregaresp, it killed the virus about 35% more quickly. And this is a combination of cumin, oregano, cinnamon, and sage. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been quoting God's wisdom. You find most of these.
A good protocol.
Protocol would be, listen to me, yes, it would be heavy dosing if one had it. They would be taking the oil 40 to 80 drops every 15 minutes. three or four of these capsules of oregaresp every 15 minutes to a half hour to an hour, something in that area. You'd be pounding it. But preventively, let's say I was going to go to China, I would take five oregaresp four times a day and 80 drops of the oil 10, 15 times a day. I would saturate myself.
Wow.
And there's no way I'd get it.
And having, you know, yourself experienced the most offensive affronts against the body, like you said, you had the AIDS at one point, and
something like HCMV virus,
virus, you know. And I'm just reading about some that died, you know, because they were involved in the industries of porn. But it wasn't that killed them; it was the drug addiction, the needles, you know, where they spread the virus.
Yeah, the drug addiction and the pathogens, is hepatitis C and different things, but. But I tell you this, here's the issue. We have a life-saving research that should be extrapolated and expanded by federal monies or by the Gates Foundation. I mean, whatever, if you're really serious.
That'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd come to me. I mean, really, in a real world, you'd come to me. I've already done the preliminary research. I have to go out on my own and do another study. In fact, I contacted. We're working on it. But you'd say, this guy's already, it's not me, okay? This guy's already done it. He has destroyed all traces of the germ that's causing this international pandemic and costing the global economy, you know, $1 trillion a day or whatever it is. I don't care. $50 billion. he's got the solution. Let's contact him. Instead, there are at least 20 articles online saying don't listen to anything that about this. Telling the public, Google is suppressing it. Twitter, they're all, let's suppress. This is the world we're living in.
Yes. Well, this is what I was saying. We're living in an evil world run by Satan and his minions, and a prophet comes first, people come last, and that's what it's all about. You know, if you were to be given an order of such magnitude, Dr. K, that is the company that you're affiliated with, could you handle that kind of quantity?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
You could?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Yes, so if somebody said, we need a million bottles of this extract to surround the Chinese province or something, or to give to our healthcare workers, it could be tooled up no problem. It's just one of those kinds of things. It's that I am trying to get the word out, but with the restrictions that I can't be affiliated with a company that is producing something for the coronavirus. But I'm not, you know. First of all, I'm not financially, I don't take a paycheck from any of these people.
Oh, I know. You work
from
hard
North America.
For what you do, too. What I do is I
look at this analytically, and I see people dying or nearly dying or could die in America or Europe, but they don't have my information.
They don't.
But for lack of knowledge, you see.
Tragic, yes. It is very tragic because invariably, as we all know listening here, most would, not all, but most would take advantage of a system that would help make them well again. Now,
I think so.
There are those who are of such a mind, and maybe they're at the point of reprobation where they really don't want to live, and I can understand that too. I mean, a lot of people get to the point where, especially with age, where they say, I've lived long enough. This is too much. This world, I can't
afford
to live.
Yeah, but nobody wants to get this. Nobody wants to get this miserable rat virus or snake virus or bat virus, whatever it is. Nobody wants that, and then go through that kind of agony of double pneumonia and fever and then have it strike you and kill you. This is dangerous. And no, I don't want panic. No, I'm not going to support panic. But it's sufficiently dangerous that I would take the natural medicines preventively, and I am. And I'm not a panic type of a guy. But I'm taking like 4 or 5 Oregaress twice a day. I'm taking the oregano oil just to do it. And I know I have to give these seminars. I have to fly. So I'm taking it.
Living proof. You're the example. And considering with the Lyme disease experience, that is amazing. It is hard to believe that people are reluctant to believe it because of the spoon-fed propaganda they've been giving. There is no cure. Go to the doctors and get the pills. Get the injection.
Wait for the vaccine,
for the vaccine. And that's what brings us to the next phase of this discussion, and that is the World Health Organization, the FDA, all of these agencies and private foundations are now racing against time to find that magic elixir, Dr. K. Another one.
Yeah,
and that's
I know.
The scary part is the police state that may come with this, you see?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's
just
what's going to happen.
Excuse.
What's going to happen is this will die out. And then they'll start giving the vaccine, and they'll say, look, we cured the disease. That happened with polio. It happened with diphtheria. So as they know, as the statistics go down, then they've got their money maker, and then they can make people sick chronically, and then they could cause a pocket outbreak of coronavirus, which helps them, brings in more medicine, brings in more funding, brings in more vaccination. It's pretty much pure wickedness, because there is one cure, but you know what? It's not mine. It's in the Bible itself. It tells us what we need if we were to have this happen. Is anybody listening?
And it only proves the scriptural warning about seeking the advice of those who are of that synagogue of Satan. My friend, you don't want that. You want life, not death. We'll come right back. Dr. K, my guest.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, thank you all. We're back now again with Dr. K. I do mention the company that I deal with, North American Urban Spice. I find that some of the great people that they have working there, including Ganesha and Jasmine, they get the orders processed right away. And I order, and as you know, Dr. K, I'm paid and paid and paid because it's worth it to me to be well. And I have been getting weller and better, and I just find there are just so many products. Some of them, as you know, have become unavailable because of the lack of the quality. Lack of quality control. If it ain't quality controlled, then you're definitely not going to put it on the market. That's what I like about it. And I tell people, when you buy from a shop, a vitamin store or one of the big chains, you have absolutely no idea what you're buying. You don't want to buy something that you're not sure of the quality of. You can probably be sure that it isn't quality, that it's compromised, it's diluted. You know, as you've said so often, people need to have confidence, you know, in the product, but it is important to do what's best for you. And there are counselors at North American Urban Spice. You give them a call. They'll be able to tell you what they would suggest that maybe you need for your particular malaise.
So, you know, you want to give them a call during the weekdays, 1-800-243-5242. 1-800-243-5242. Now, we've had a problem, as you know, Dr. K, with one of our great listeners and supporters, Frank, from North Carolina, who I was told a couple of weeks ago was sick, some kind of a cerebral stroke or a stroke of some sort, and then diagnosed with a form of cancer. There was at first they thought it was brain cancer, then there was a spot on his lung. So I did speak to Frank one or two times, told him what we were doing. We gave him the anointing of oil, you know, the olive oil and everything, over the phone, and his brother. We worked with his brother, but now we have not heard back from him. We'd love to be able to help him out. And so far, I don't know if anybody out there has heard the latest on how Frank is doing, but you're certainly welcome to call in and tell us, as you have a question maybe for Dr. K as well. So we're in prayer for Frank from North Carolina, a great man, an ex-Marine, and a fighter for truth and justice and everything that we hold dear and near here on the program. So you can dial us in right now if you have any information. If you have a question for Dr. K about the coronavirus, 800-313-9443. Ken is sitting or standing by waiting to take your call. If you have a question, ask now, because this is another hot topic, folks, and we're being bombarded with them all across the media landscape. But this is significant. As you say, Dr. K, and no doubt about it, you have the answers. We have the facts. You've treated it before, and you know the protocol. So that's
I had a case of a man who had taken a chemotherapy and taken radiation. He's a preacher, and somehow he fluxes between taking herbal medicine, and then if he gets scared and goes back to the chemotherapy. The tumor started growing wildly in his lungs because of the chemo, and he reached back to me, and so we had some more of those samples that we sent, you know, for you guys. So we sent him a case of those. He bought some products with it. He went on a protocol of the oregano juice, the oil of oregano samplers. He drank a bottle of oil of oregano a day. Different things he took. I just got the report. Yeah. The tumor has died. All the blood supply is shut off. There's nothing but necrotic dead tissue in that lung. It looks like he's going to have he's going to dissolve. I think that the oregano dissolves these types of conditions. Probably because it kills the fungus that lives inside the tumor mass, and then and I believe I've made a discovery that, of course, government and big pharma would if I had a medical license, they would take it again. If I had another one, they'd take it a third time. So I'm free to speak. I believe that the oregano, when God says that you'll purify yourself, I believe it's the most powerful anti-tumor substance in the world. So even if we're taking 10 things, we have to take the oregano juice, the oil, minimum those, to eat these things out. And it seems to eat them right out. Yeah, that's a big finding. Because everybody for the last 100 years has been trying to find how many billions of dollars, the cure for cancer and all this.
Oh, you know. Well, again, it's a cottage industry. It's like the Holocaust industry. It's never ending. It's continuing to sap and steal and suck dry the people who have a conscience and they feel badly and they come along and they say, well, let us contribute. Let us do this. Well, if they wanted to and they knew the truth, just think a little bit. You don't have to have a genius mind. Just think common sense. Find the truth and then act upon it. They could help people. But do they want to help people? We know the World Health Organization. We know the Gates Foundation. We know a number of these others have given the virus injections and given the vaccinations to millions, Dr. K, in Africa.
I know. They threw Gates out of India, kind of. I hope they did, because there were 50,000 people who developed paralysis from the shots. And they got the polio paralysis from the shots. They didn't have it before. I spend my whole life preventing one case, 100 cases of this destruction of the human race. And some other people spend their whole life destroying people, ruining their future and their potential.
And getting a fortune at the same time, getting praise, all kinds of applause and badges of honor. It goes to show you how diabolical the system really is. And that's why I always impress people with the scriptures. I'm sorry, but you know what? Can't take it, then don't. But if you want the truth, take the truth. The truth will make you free. Those are Jesus' words.
Yeah.
The truth will set you free. Free from all of these evils and death.
Well, yeah, and I think it's I think it's critical, really super critical, to state that that God had the foresight to produce on top the mountain where the ice melts and the snow melts, where no human is, and did not glaciate that area to produce that wild oregano for us. Because that one medicine, and then there's only one medicine mentioned in any scripture, other than the Quran mentions honey as a medicine for all. That would have been wild honey back then. But the Bible only specifically mentions one medicine as a treatment for disease. Specific. And that's the oregano. The hyssop, or aesop in Hebrew.
Right, yes. Yeah, you're right.
You go through the whole Bible, you won't find any other one specific where this is a specific treatment to purge and clean and, you know, destroy, which means to purge cancer. From what I've seen, viruses, bacteria, all, you don't need another one. It does all of that.
Amen.
It's also an antidote for strychnine poisoning and poison hemlock and venomous bites like a scorpion or a snake or a bee. Don't waste your time. If you get a sunburn, if you get a cut or a wound, you have to have it.
Amen. Amen. I use it all the time. 1-800-313-9443. Joe in Indiana, I believe, is on the line right now with a question. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Good afternoon, Rick, and then good afternoon to you, Dr. K.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. And Dr. K, I just got a... refresh your memory a little bit. I owe you a great, great thanks for everything you've done. No one's heard from me for a while. I haven't called because last year I got diagnosed with, prostate cancer. And since that time, you were very generous about setting up a protocol for me, which I followed diligently. And I did undergo a surgery, the Da Vinci procedure, but all along the way, I had an excellent urologist. He was outstanding, and he was very open to the things that we, I openly talk about what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so when I had, after the surgery, he commented, the next day he came to see me, he said, my PSA was astronomical. I was asymptomatic. So by the grace of God, we found this thing. But he said I was surprisingly clean. He was expecting a lot worse. He was expecting worse. But he asked me what I was doing. And I told him what I did.
Did you?
And so, pardon me?
You told him exactly?
I told him exactly what, what I had been doing and what you had advised me. And he said, man, that's incredible. Because he said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, given your PSA, my PSA was really high. I had a 54.
And, did you?
Yeah, so after post-op, it was 0.73, and then a few weeks later, it dropped to 0.2. So it's been hanging around there. So I am I'm telling you, I think, obviously prayer, I think, it's kind of a miracle. But, Dr. K, I've recovered remarkably. I went through fast recovery. I was out running. In fact, I'm out running with my dog right now, and I'm pretty much back to normal.
Tell the audience what you were taking on your protocol.
Well, you had told me to take the oil of oregano, about 80 drops, every day. Or I think you said something about half a eyedropper, and I was very liberal with that. I was just I was kind of scared too, so I was taking it. It was the oregano oil, the liquid form.
Yeah.
The chaga, I was taking that. Mm-hmm. The Orega Max, and then there was the other one that you get. I always forget the name. It's like a spruce.
Orega, right?
Oh, the spruce. You were taking the spruce.
Yeah. Right. I was taking the spruce.
Yeah.
And there was two other there were two other things you're right. And the chaga tea. I drank that like crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's a wonderful thing to hear this. I did have
Dr.
a guy who...
God bless. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll let you speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say my doctor has been really good. And this is a fella. He was head of the Cleveland Clinic for 25 years. And you know what? He told me there's no radiation for you, no chemotherapy. I don't want you touching any of that stuff. And he was, and my wife was happy. I was happy. And so far, so good, Dr. K. God bless. I mean, God bless you with this oil of oregano. In fact, I've given it, you know, I give it to my kids, and my daughter just graduated nursing school. She's in New York. All the other nurses have gotten sick. My daughter does not get sick, and they're all saying, how come you don't get sick? And in fact, on Monday, I will be putting in another order because I'm just about out of everything, and my kids are bugging me to give them more. But I just had a, you know, it's ironic. I just turned this on. Like I said, I'm out running, and I just figured, okay, I want to listen to Rick's program because I'm by myself. And you pop up, and I say, I got to call him and tell him this.
You never know.
Well,
you never know.
If you could write it all down and bring... I did have the one guy who had a PSA of 800, and he he dropped down to 2 with a similar protocol. Only he had to hit the juice of oregano real hard, and he hit the spruce pretty hard, too. But there's something magical about this adding in that spruce extract. That for carcinoma.
But I'll tell you something. I kind of like that juice, the oregano juice. I really like taking that.
Well, your body's telling you something. I'm going to have the company add the juice of oregano to the spruce and make a drink for the people with the big C and have them put pine in it. And I'm pushing them to put that on the market so it's easier to get.
Yeah, please do. I'll definitely get it. Yeah. But you'll be hearing from me on Monday. I'll be putting it in.
That's fantastic.
You're probably spurted at bars, fantastic. You know, with the combination at the bars. Make people well, huh? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, as far as the prostate, too, I mean, I've been taking the, I've never had a prostate problem myself, but I've been taking the, pumpkin oil and the prostaglandins, and they seem to be just fine, and they taste good, too. You know, the pumpkin oil, right from, I believe it's Austrian pumpkins, is it?
It is. Okay. It's the Austrian Styrian pumpkin with a few other things,
Fantastic.
But I mean, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I'm going to try that too, but I believe everything I'm doing right now is maintaining that PSA, just like in that 0.2 range. I'm pretty pleased, but I could feel myself, my strength has really come back. And even I was telling my doctor how my stamina has really improved. I must have had this cancer for a while because I could just not get past a couple of miles in my run. But now I feel the stamina, and I like today, I'll probably do about 5 miles with the dog. And that's I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, that's a sign that that you're cancer-free, and the cancer is a weight on your body. And if you pound the oregano juice, if you pound that, and if we get you that new extract, it's called O2-Rega. If you do that, there's nothing. I mean, you'd be so clean and powerful, you'd be able to knock the door down. It's unbelievable.
I will
do
that
Joe,
on Monday.
Thank you. Thanks for your report. We appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. And God bless you, Dr. K. God bless you. And you,
since I discovered
this oil for radiation, you're awesome. You really are. Well, you're a true physician in the true sense of the word. I'll let you guys know. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Take care.
Sure, you betcha.
You've done innumerable amounts of good, Dr. K. Let's go to Glenn in Arizona. Yeah. Glenn is on. If he's still with us, Glenn. Hi.
Hey, I'm Dr. K.
Hi.
Hey, I've just gone through some prostate surgery, and they scraped it out. They had to get through kidney stones, started from kidney stones. It's my second attack, 9 years, and serious ones. And they had to go in to blast them, and they were very hard. They did a little damage to the urethra. The ureter, I'm sorry. I get these mixed up. And so then they had to go in and do, they had to open me up and do the surgery.
Yeah.
And things are going along okay. I just had the tubes removed. I had two different tubes in me, one in my kidney, and and then also the one coming out my ureter and front. And so I'm just wondering, and I'm not real regimented. So I get these kidney stones probably. I try to stay in shape. I did. I'm aged. I'm 78 years old. And I was staying in pretty good shape. These stones got me. But I was wondering if I was going to take just one or two of your list of items. I've done the oil of oregano, but I just took my last bit of that. I'm out of it.
Okay.
What would you suggest?
Hang on, Glenn, because we have
thank you.
Time, but we got a break. We'll come right back, see if we can help that out, too. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Dr. Kay is with me first hour. We got much more coming today. Stay with us, folks. Rick Adams on Sense.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, folks. You can join in with a question for Dr. K. You got a question about your health, anything we've been talking about, the coronavirus, and so on and so forth. Any reports on the latest on our friend Frank from North Carolina who was in the hospital? Certainly, we'd like to hear that now, okay? 1-800-313-9443. We're back with Glenn. And, Glenn, you were just talking about you having to reorder products from North American Urban Spice. Is that what you said?
Yes, and I wanted to, you know, I've been in and out of the hospital like four times in the last 6-7 weeks. And it's been 11 weeks, I guess. And over this issue, and I think it might have started with this keto diet thing.
I see.
I went on this keto diet, I dropped, because I was pretty good shape and everything. I work out, and I lost about 35, 40 pounds real quick, like in a matter of 2 months, 3 months. And I was doing this in support of my wife and daughter. But I lost good weight.
Let me ask you a question. Do you take vitamin D supplements at all over the last 2-3 years?
Yes, I have.
When did you start?
I take a multivitamin.
Okay.
And
when did you start taking?
So I'm not sure about the vitamin D. No, I don't. I take that with the multivitamin. We live in Arizona. I get enough vitamin D. You know, just doing my yard work.
Okay.
And the sun and everything. I get so much sun, it's wonderful here.
Okay. You know,
have this issue now. I want to regain my strength. And I, right now I have a stent in my ureter.
Yeah.
And that's going to come out in about, I guess, 6 weeks, 5 weeks.
You know, well, here's what
I'm hoping that ureter, they had to damage it pretty good to bust up those stones to get to the
that can heal.
Right, hang
here's
on
what
minute.
You do.
Hang on, Glenn.
Yep. Here's what you do. Dandelion was known as P-I-S-S root back in medieval times. You got to get something called Dandomax. Dandomax is huge. The second one is Sumamax. Sumamax is new. I made it myself. I went into the bush and extracted the wild staghorn sumac. That just eats stones. I mean, if you take that, there's no way you're going to make a stone. I was just checking to see if you're taking... You shouldn't take any synthetic vitamin D. It's pro-stone, so dump the multiple vitamin. But if you take the Sumamax and you take the Dandomax, plus you got to keep on the oregano. You really do. I mean, they're...
Okay.
Just the oregano oil is good. Just keep taking it twice a day. And then finally, kidney stones have to do with vitamin A deficiency. If you're deficient, you're going to need a supplement called Polar Power, and you'll need about 4 capsules every day. And but that's what I'm thinking of thus far for you. But oil of oregano, number one. Yeah,
I take the Polar Power, Dr. K, in the liquid form.
Yeah.
It's delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
So if I, in order, I'll definitely, the oil of oregano would be on the top of the list.
Well, it is, but I would go through a course. I'm just telling you some oddball esoteric things. If you had to do the common stuff, it'd be the common things, okay? It'd be the Oregamax capsules. And the oil of oregano. At least those two. Those are common.
Okay.
You can
Oregamax.
Buy them anywhere. Huh? Oregamax has that staghorn sumac. Those two. You can buy them anywhere. Health food store.
I can do that, but if I get too many things going on, you know, my wife
Well, you now have the full list. You know what to do. But those two at least.
Oregamax capsules and oil of oregano.
Yeah, 3 capsules twice a day. Oil
All right.
Of
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much, Glenn.
Anywhere, I don't know.
North American Urban Spice. We got a break right now. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay,
write
thank
to
you.
Me, rick458@docs.net. Dr. K, thank you so much again.
See you around, my friend. Bye now.
We will talk soon. Bye now.
And my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.